It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to focus on the Tuolumne County Business Council, learn a little bit more about the organization and their role in the community. The executive board has recently elected a new president, Tom Crosby, who's joining us in studio this morning. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today.
Well, good morning, BJ. I'm happy to be here and representing our Tuolumne County Business Council.
You know, before we dive into the Business Council, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got involved with the Business Council?
Certainly. As about 26% of our population, I'm up here as a retired individual coming from the Bay Area with my wife, and where we spent about 40 years in the technology realm. She was with Apple and I was with Hewlett-Packard and then stepped out to do startup companies. And about in 2010, we purchased a property up here, mostly as a weekend home, but with an eye towards retiring to this beautiful area. And we renovated that home and then eventually did retire here. It's very similar to where my wife Ann and I both grew up in Southern California at a similar elevation. So we really feel like this is home.
You're now looking to bring a little bit of your background to help out the Business Council?
Yes, of course. So I've spent most of my working life in business, primarily large multinational kind of billion-dollar level corporations working on cloud storage, cloud computing, networking, and those kinds of technologies in engineering and management roles. That's provided a lot of years of experience in business structure, process, communication. And so that's part of my DNA. And when I came up here to Tuolumne County, spending time kind of clearing the land and running a chainsaw and those kinds of things. And as we got settled, I started to look for ways to serve in the community. And one of those, I was invited actually by our own Daryl Slocum of the Sonora Area Foundation to attend one of the Business Council meetings a year and a half or so ago, and found that to be a really fabulous group of people, and felt I could participate and serve there, and just became more and more involved over time.
Well, it's been a while since we featured the Business Council on Motherlode Views. So for anyone unfamiliar with the organization and the group, you know, what is it and who are you?
Well, yeah. So technically, we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c6, which is a business association. And we're here to promote the common business, the common good through business. And our group is made up of our local business leaders, our largest businesses and job creators are part of the Business Council. We have both executive and associate member levels of participation. We were formed in 2008, before I arrived here, and we have a set of officers. Our vice president is Justin Myers. Our treasurer is Sam Wheeler. We have an executive director, Ron Koff, which has been terrific in his coordination of the organization for many years. And a terrific set of executive members that round out the board, including Clark Broadcasting's Tom Nankivell. So that's we have a really good board and group of business leaders. And our role is to, well, we'll get into that, I suppose, in much more detail. But that's essentially how the organization was founded and structured.
Yeah, a lot of movers and shakers locally in the community doing a lot of things in Tuolumne County. You know, as you mentioned, what is kind of the role you see of the Business Council?
Well, so our mission is to promote wealth creation. So, and that's through business and jobs is how we want to go about that. And the objective is to raise community prosperity. So we integrate the community input to guide business growth appropriate to whatever the community's needs are. And of course, that's the trick, is trying to sort out what it is that the community needs, what they want, and to encourage community and government cooperation. So we are a nonpartisan, we're a private organization, but serving the public good. And we encourage the participation of the broad participation of business owners and operators and leaders. And we want to encourage the community and government cooperation in that regard. We're nonpartisan, but we are policy and legislatively focused. So we look after ordinances and governmental actions in support of the health and potentially the growth of business in our community.
Now, have you put together kind of a strategic plan looking at some of the priorities?
Yes, we have. We started with tracking what our county and city governments are doing in developing their strategic plans and objectives and how they're prioritized. And then we map in what the business interests are into that. And so we update that yearly. And our strategic plan for 23 and going into 24 at this point is in economic development, the expansion of area housing, and participating and evolving our vision for the future, so our community's vision for the future. So participating in those activities from the perspective of business and supporting our elected officials and staff as they enable business, tourism, and the effective use of public resources. So that pretty much is our strategic plan.
You know, on the issue of housing, what is kind of the big issues that you're keeping an eye on there?
Well, I'd say it would start with assessing what their true needs are based on where the county is going. And that's iterative, right? So it's testing our assumptions, really, as to what our housing needs are. I mean, collectively, we believe that we don't have enough housing. We have 241 houses on the market available to us right now. So it might really be more of a discussion about the makeup of housing that we need. And so if we assume that we want to grow business and prosperity, then we need more workforce, in which case we need more workforce appropriate housing. So, and arguably we don't have enough of that. But there is a broad range of houses available, of homes available in our region. But we're looking at, there's a lot of study involved in this, to figure out what our actual needs are and then what we can do to enable the developers and investors to provide the housing that we need.
Do you try to look at like potential roadblocks there could be locally and try to help educate local lawmakers?
Well, yes. And we're working actually a lot on in that area. Our county pretty much understands what the barriers are to development. We have influences at the state level in terms of regulation and policy that we need to deal with, and then there's the realities of the cost of building and making things pencil out. And so we're doing deep dives in all of those areas, and there are opportunities for improvement, and we're working those. I'm very encouraged by the work that our county staff is doing to improve the process, the efficiencies. But there's some ways to go on that, and I think we all recognize that, so we're working it.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Tom Crosby. He is the president of the executive board of the Tuolumne County Business Council. We're talking about business on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.